Pentagon's new Arctic strategy aims to counter China-Russia partnership. Arlington Pentagon leadership is unveiling its latest strategy for the Arctic region as competition for geopolitical advantage heats up with China and Russia. The strategy takes aim at the increasing militarization of the region by Beijing and Moscow amid an expanding race for natural resources. The Arctic is strategically vital to U.S. security, Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks told reporters during a July 22 press briefing. Ms. Hicks added that it was imperative to national security that the United States ensure the Arctic remains a secure and stable region in the face of increasing aggression by the Chinese regime and Russia throughout the world. The strategy directs the U.S. military to adopt a monitor and respond approach while exercising calibrated presence in the region by coordinating with Arctic allies on issues pertaining to strategy, training, and equipment. Ms. Hicks described the strategy as part of a whole-of-government effort to round out U.S. deterrence and readiness in the Arctic through regular training and exercises with allies, as well as investments in new systems, space capabilities, and cold weather gear. Among the efforts outlined is a directive to modernize the North American Aerospace Defense Command through which the United States and Canada respond to emergent threats in North American airspace. The strategy is the Department of Defense's first since 2019, and follows the Biden administration's unveiling of the National Arctic Strategy in 2022. It further outlines the U.S. objective to maintain an Arctic that is peaceful, stable, prosperous, and cooperative while confronting Communist China's pacing challenge in the region. The Arctic houses vast reserves of natural resources, including oil, natural gas, rare earth metals, diamonds, and pristine fishing grounds. For the last decade, the Chinese regime has increased its efforts to project power into the region in part to seize those resources for itself. The Chinese Communist Party, which rules China as a single-party state, declared China a near-Arctic state in 2012, though its nearest territory is some 900 miles away. The Chinese regime has more than doubled its investment into Arctic projects since then and is focused on pursuing mineral extraction and scientific engagements, which could help to improve its military capabilities. China is also attempting to build out a new economic corridor through the region. The so-called Polar Silk Road would link Asia and Europe by traversing the opening waterways of the Arctic along Russia's northern coast rather than going through the more densely patrolled Indo-Pacific. The subsequent flow of commercial, scientific, and military vessels into the region has increased, altering a geographic and strategic reality that had long seen little disturbance. "We've seen an uptick in their cooperation over the last several years," said Deputy Secretary of Defense for Arctic and Global Resilience Iris Ferguson. "We've also seen military exercises off the coast of Alaska." Ms. Hicks described China and Russia's continued strategic cooperation as concerning and said it is likely China's scientific research in the Arctic that would have military applications. "We always have concerns that there's a military aspect to that," she said. "It is imperative that the joint force is equipped and trained with what they need to succeed in the Arctic," she added. As such, Ms. Hicks said that the United States was investing in cold weather equipment just as it had previously invested in specialized equipment for deployments in the Middle East. "Foremost among those investments is the development and deployment of polar icebreaker ships, which are required to break through the softening ice of Arctic trade routes in the summer months. At present, the United States possesses just two diesel icebreakers, both of which are nearing the end of their life. Likewise, U.S. ally Finland maintains 12, and Canada maintains 9. Russia, meanwhile, boasts some 30 diesel-powered and 7 nuclear-powered icebreakers. The White House announced earlier this month that the United States would work with Canada and Finland to jointly build up their icebreaker fleets as they look to bolster their defenses in the Arctic. The icebreaker collaboration effort will facilitate collaboration in producing polar icebreakers and enhance information sharing on related issues. It will also allow workers and experts from each country to train in shipyards across all three. Ms. Hicks described the ICE Pact as yet another example of the type of cooperation that we can leverage. It's about making sure we're ready to execute missions there, she said. Likewise, Ms. Ferguson said that this is the type of cooperation we should be leaning into more.